In the studio with me this morning, we've got John Brandler from Brandler Galleries. Morning, John.
Good morning to you.
How are you today?
Cold, damp.
It's a bit cold and damp. Do you know what? It's really weird this morning. When I got out of the car this morning, and it felt warm and damp.
Yeah.
I went, what's going on there then? You expect, because it's not foggy, it's going to be cold.
Driving here, I had the wipers going the whole time.
Yeah, I did on the way in this morning.
It's very dangerous driving today.
Yeah, very, very. And there's still people driving without lights on, you know.
Yes, I saw.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Sorry, that's my moan of the day. It's good to get it over first thing in the morning.
It is.
Right, I can be cheerful for the rest of the day.
That's it. Done. Job done. Now, John, you went out. You was a bit of a stop out last night, weren't you?
I was. Just a bit.
Where did you go?
But not very, very late.
How long were you? What time did you get in?
I got in about 10:30.
Oh, wait, that's not too bad.
No, but my first appointment in London was at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That is bad.
That's a long day.
That's a long day. So where did you go last night?
Last night I went to an art fair that's open to the public. And it's just Southampton Row, Holborn.
All right, yes.
And it's the other art show, because there's a big art show in London called Frieze. And if you want to buy pictures for a million or several million, that's where you go.
Oh, really?
It's one of the most important art fairs in the world.
I never knew of this.
Yeah, it's called Frieze. And they sell Picassos and they sell Rembrandts and they sell all sorts of things like that. And it is incredibly, how can I put this, tactfully? I can't. Anyway, right. So the...
it is incredibly.
It is very, very pretentious. It's very up its own,
When you're spending £1 million, you want a little bit of...
Glamour. So some of the artists we know... one of them being Connor Brothers, are involved with this other one, which is the other art fair.
Yeah.
And this is for you and me and the general public to just enjoy. And I've mentioned in the past, one of the Connor Brothers has had mental problems in the past, as in he was going to commit suicide.
Right.
So their entire stand was given over to Mind, the mental charity.
Oh, really?
And they produced 12 large... unique prints.
Were these specially produced for the show? Oh, really?
12 unique large prints, which were for sale, and I bought one. And they produced some small ones. So every day, 12 men commit suicide.
Yeah.
For mental health problems.
Yeah.
So they made 12 of these prints.
Right, okay.
Every week, 84 men kill themselves. So the print editions of the small prints were 84.
Their
normal is 100 in an edition. And they, and again, at their own expense, they created a shed, like a garden shed, with a desk and chair and pens. And they printed some small-ish cardboard postcards.
Right.
And you write.
I bought
a couple. There's a couple of examples to show you. And the idea is that visitors write a message of goodwill.
Yes.
Upbeat goodwill.
Yeah.
On the postcards. The Connor Brothers will pay for those to be sent to a number of individuals who have got mental health problems, and then the mental health problem people will reply via Connor Brothers to you.
Oh, that's quite a nice thing.
But Connor Brothers are paying for all of those things.
That's very positive.
All the money is going to Mind, so the people that bought any of the prints last night, all the money is going to Mind.
So you were saying that the prints were quite big, or was it the picture itself?
There were two sizes. So there's a small size, which is normal, 75 by 50 centimetres.
Right.
There's a smaller print, which is roughly A4,
a
sheet of paper size.
Yeah.
And then there are these other big ones that were roughly 5 feet high.
So how much were the larger pictures?
The large ones are going to be about £3,000, £3,500.
And the smaller ones?
The smaller ones are about roughly £500.
See, that's a lot of money.
And they've given all of the money.
That's a lot of
to
money.
Mind.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really, really nice
that's
thing
fantastic,
to do. People were queuing up. I mean, not around the block, because the blocks in Holborn's are massive.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the British Museum. But they were queuing up to get in. And, you know, queuing up to buy those. They were queuing up to buy another artist. I bought a couple to show you called VG.
Mm-hmm.
And they are just nice and attractive and pleasant. That wasn't for Mind. This was only Connor Brothers was for Mind.
Okay.
But because Connor Brothers do so much, what I like about them is that they're doing things for charity, but they do it quietly.
There wasn't
a film crew. I mean, the Connor Brothers were filmed by Channel 4 recently, so that'll go out in a few months' time probably. But that was done separately. And the idea is that if they want to do something, they're not blowing their own trumpet to say, look at us, aren't we wonderful?
Yeah.
They just do it.
Yeah.
And they weren't even telling people yesterday that the money was going to Mind, because they knew their prints would sell out.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't... It was... If you want to buy the print, that's lovely. But the backstory is the money was going to mind.
So when you say you bought one, what one did you buy?
I bought that one. And it's a man sitting there looking a little bit pensive.
Yeah.
Smoking a cigarette, which if you've been in my gallery, you know, doesn't happen anywhere in my gallery. Hasn't for 40 years on my premises. And it's and the caption is, I don't know about other people, but when I wake up in the morning, I put on my shoes on and I think, Christ, now what?
Right, okay. And that's and how big was the one that you bought? Was it the larger one?
It was, the 5-foot-high one.
And is that for sale in your shop?
It will be in a few weeks' time.
Fantastic.
But it's what I like is the artist put back into the community.
Yeah,
it's
that's
not
really
take,
good.
Take, take.
Really, really good.
Banksy does it when he does big pieces in Dover or on the side of a building somewhere. The other artist that I like is it's street art. It's a take on street artists doing things. So this one, for instance, is a young girl, and she's spraying a face on the man in the moon.
Yeah,
like it's the smiley face.
The smiley face from the '90s.
From the '90s. Another one is she's blowing bubbles and all the bubbles are different colours.
Yeah, yeah.
That sort of thing. They just make you smile. They're nice, they're attractive pieces of artwork. These are £100 each. I mean, they're not big money.
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't have to spend a lot of money to get good art or nice art. If you are in a £30 million house in Knightsbridge, you can't put things on your wall at £100 in case your friends see it.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
You know.
They will be pointing and laughing.
Are you in trouble, But the funny thing is that we had a thing a number of years ago where we had about four students or four young people who had been students in Bristol in 2002 when Banksy did his first show. They had used their student grant to buy a picture that they really liked for £200.
Oh, really?
And then years later, we were paying off their mortgages for them.
Really?
Because they were bold Banksys. They'd bought what they really liked.
Wow.
For, in real terms, relatively little money. But as it was their student grants, it was significant to them, and they literally couldn't afford to keep the paintings anymore.
Now, something I want to know. When you go to a show and you buy, as you did last night, you buy one of these large paintings, do they give it to you to take home there
no,
and then?
No, I'll get it picked up next week.
I was going to say, because fancy getting on the train or in the back of your car with that.
I've transported... I have been to events where if I didn't take it now, I wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
And you come home on the train, and especially late at night, you are not the most popular person.
Oh, no, I can imagine.
But what does happen is you walk along, and it's amazing. You know how at the moment everybody walks along and they've got their phone or their iPad or whatever in front of them, and they don't look and they don't see you and they bump into you.
Yeah.
They don't bump into you when you've got this large cardboard tube sticking out. You've got this large tube and you're carrying it under your arm, like almost like a lance, medieval knight
and
a lance.
And
it's amazing that people just... part.
He's got a rocket launcher.
It's like walking through a mist. People just disappear. It doesn't matter if it's rush hour. There's nobody around you.
Now, another question I've got. You said tube. Is it unframed?
No, this one's framed.
It's framed.
The smaller ones are unframed. So the more manageable ones are unframed. I'm picking those up next week.
Now, I know where to get a normal photograph framed, but that's a normal frame. You can't put something like that into a normal frame, can you?
No, this is done with museum glass, because the point is at the moment, like these two, for instance, at the moment, they're not worth a great deal of money.
Yeah.
They're worth a couple of hundred, £500, whatever it is.
Yeah.
If, which is what I think is going to happen, these particular Connor brothers, because they're being promoted by one of the biggest galleries in London called Maddox, and they are on the ball, if you like.
Hmm.
I think that in 5 years' time, I can't afford them.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I'm making sure that things are framed so that in 5 years' time, they haven't faded. They haven't stained. We're using the right museum quality materials.
Now, when you say that, when you say museum glass, what's in the glass
you can't
that's
see it.
Different? Oh, it's that fine, is
it's
it?
It's that fine.
Oh,
it is.
Right.
It's not only that fine, it cuts out all the UV.
Oh,
so that
the
print behind it doesn't get damaged. Well, all. 99.8, of the UV. The idea is that although it's expensive framing today...
When you say expensive, how much?
Well, something like... This is small. It's 7-8 inches square, and that's probably £30 worth of glass, £20-30 worth of glass.
Just
so it's
glass.
Expensive.
Yeah. Okay,
it would be a pound normally.
Yeah,
right.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's more expensive is I've had Banksys brought into me that have been badly framed 10 years ago.
Yeah, and they've started.
And they're
fade,
worth
I
nothing.
Suppose. Yeah,
they're worth nothing. Instead of being worth 20 or 30,000 pounds, yeah, they're worth nothing because the ink has faded.
Yeah, you've got to be so careful. And your sunlight's a nightmare.
So although it's expensive spending £30 today on a piece of glass, it's a lot cheaper than losing £20,000 in 5 years' time.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
And also, my view is you have a duty of care. If you own a picture, you have a duty of care to it and the artist to look after it.
Yeah.
To make sure that it doesn't get bleached by the sun, to make sure that you don't drop the cup of tea in it, to look after it. Now, it is art. It's not your health. It's not your children's health or anything. I mean, my mother's 102. She had a fall. She was in hospital yesterday being x-rayed. That's important.
Yeah, easier, yeah.
Right. Says me who didn't go to the hospital. But anyway, that's important. And a picture relatively isn't. But when you look at the picture itself, you have a duty of care to look after it.
Yeah.
So my view is it's not about necessarily just the money that in... I think that the coronavirus will be a lot of money in a few years' time. I have the duty to make sure that you know enough, if you buy it from me, to protect it for future generations.
Yeah.
Even if it becomes worth nothing, it's still a work of art created by an artist that you and I couldn't create ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you have a duty of care to it.
Yeah.
It's not just the monetary. It's the respect, if you like.
Yeah. John, fascinating as always to sit and talk to you. Do you go on many of these outings to this little...
Not if I can help it. But the especially not that, you know, when I start at 6 a.m. But the point is that if for the right thing, like the Connor Brothers is why I went, you know, this one VG was the bonus for me. But the Connor Brothers was the one I went for because I've known them and I wanted to support them supporting mine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're such a good charity.
Yeah, he's fantastic. They
don't get the publicity they deserve, in my view, because people think it's they almost think it's catching.
Yeah.
They almost think, I don't want to associate because I'm...
It's
like a car accident. You know, if somebody has a car accident, you don't catch it if you help them.
The ignorance is phenomenal. We've found that. The ignorance is phenomenal. And we do a Brentwood Mind. So that we're bringing about awareness.
Yes, but children in television adverts are all very cute and all the rest of it. And that's the easy advertising for a charity. It's the... But, you know, life isn't all about nice, easy little cute kids. It's about the real things. And I think that Mind is one of those things that's brushed under the car. Don't talk about it.
Don't talk
about George who's got a problem. I mean, Connor Brothers, you know, one of them is called Mike Snell. Mike tried to commit suicide, or is going to commit suicide.
Yeah.
So he's very happy to help people that years ago helped him, although you never know what he's going to do next week. And it's not sexy, it's not fashionable, it's not. There's so many things that it's not.
No, it's a very worthwhile thing, though. Very worthwhile.
But it's worthwhile. So that's why I made the effort after 6 o'clock in the morning to be there till 10 o'clock at night.
Absolute pleasure talking to you again, John. Same time next month.
Same time next month. Good to see you.
See you soon.